Well, good morning, and thank you for joining me this morning. I'm Channing Hinkle, your host for this week of the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. We're talking about quitting like men. And what we're talking about really is men and women behaving and acting like mature Christian adults. And this morning we're going to look at a few examples of men who didn't do what they should have done. And we'll start out with Lot. Lot was a good man. He was righteous before God. But Lot dwelt in a wicked place called Sodom, a city that God would destroy because of its great wickedness. There would come a time that Lot would have some strangers come into his house, and the men would gather around his house, beating on the door, because they wanted to come in and commit sexual immorality with these men. And so Lot would even offer up his own daughters to be raped by this man in exchange for the men to leave his guests alone. What a terrible thing to even think about. Lot may have been a good man, but you see, he did nothing to save his wife and his children from this great wickedness. Lot should have done something and left the city of great sin long before it was destroyed by God. But for so long, he did nothing. Although Lot didn't take part in their wickedness, you see, his lack of action resulted in him losing his wife, and she would become a pillar of salt as she looked back upon the city. But what is even possibly worse is what his very own daughters would do after they escaped the city. Let's go to Genesis 19. I'm going to read verses 31 to 33 to you. This is talking about Lot's daughters. Now the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old. There is no man on the earth to come in to us, as is the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father." So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he did not even know when she lay down or when she arose. What we have happening here is a terrible thing, as Lot's very own daughters commit fornication with their own father. And I have to believe that the wicked influences of Sodom led them to think this type of thing was okay. What a terrible act that could have been avoided. If Lot would have only left this city instead of sitting idly by and raising his family in Sodom that was so wicked. Let's move on and take a look at the rich young ruler. Jesus would tell the rich young ruler in Matthew 19, he says, "If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." And then the rich young ruler would ask Jesus, "Well, which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man replied to Jesus, saying, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The man here, this rich young ruler, as we so often call him, we would not classify him as a wicked person. In fact, most people would have considered him a good, moral man. However, Jesus told him what he must do if he wanted to enter into eternal life. And this man just couldn't do that. He was told to sell his riches and give to the poor. But you see, his possessions were more important to him than the life that only God could give. And thus, he went away sorrowful. He just simply wasn't stepping up to be a man of God. He wasn't quitting like a man, but instead he was serving his riches. You see, those who quit like men and women of God will put God first in all things. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? How this man was going along and he was robbed and beaten and left for dead? Now, the men who did this were very wicked. But we have a priest and a Levite, men who were of God, if you will. They chose to pass by on the other side. They didn't rob the man. They didn't beat the man. Yet, they were willing to let evil triumph by doing nothing. It was only this Samaritan who stood up for what was right and did something to save this man. You see, doing nothing can be just as wrong as doing something that is evil. I hope to encourage each and every one of us to stand up for what is right and do something. Don't sit by and do nothing. I invite you to check out our website, churchofchristatoakland.com, where you can listen to our radio lessons or any of the sermons that are preached at the Oakland Church of Christ. And I hope you have a blessed day.